There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a very special hour. In fact, welcoming back a guest that I've had many times over the years, one of my favorites. And I don't say that about everybody, but this guy truly is. And I'm telling you, he was one of my, I would call him scientific heroes. I had read about him in the 1990s, the controversy about AIDS and how HIV likely could not be the cause of this thing. And one day I actually called him and he agreed to be on my radio show. And I thought, wow, this is my hero. And he turned out to be, I called him the rock star of retrovirology at the time. And now he's got a new paper out related to HPV and the fact that, oh my gosh, it can't possibly be the cause of the cancers of the cervix. His name, Professor Dr. Peter Duesberg, and he's back.
Back again with pleasure. And it's, I mean, this is what truly somewhat mutual. It is easy to interview with RSB. it is not too academic and not too heavy. So it makes it much easier to think and to speak for you.
Yes. Well, we appreciate the fact that you're an egghead, as part of me is too, but we love to be able to relate it to the average folks out there who really want answers, who want to be empowered with information that is usable and practical and does not speak down to them from an elite perspective. And you've been able to do that despite your talents in the scientific arena, which is great. And I love to laugh with you. In fact, I should have had you on yesterday because we covered a story out of Germany, your homeland there originally. A German court evidently upheld a tenant's right to urinate standing up. Can you believe it?
At home or on the street?
No, at home. At home. Yeah, I know. Of all
at
places.
Home, even.
Can you imagine?
Is it a challenge now at home?
I thought, I don't know how this is being covered in Germany, but I had no idea that there was a question about the ability or right to do that.
That I have never heard either, but that is not from the Führer, I guess.
No, this was, in fact, from Judge Stefan Hank in the city of Dusseldorf, who said that men who stand up, they're allowed to do it now. And evidently there's a name for those men who sit down and do that. They're called Sitzpinklers.
Sitzpinklers.
I don't know. My wife.
Sitzpinklers.
Yes, I never heard that. So I thought, well, you haven't been in Germany in a while, at least lived there for a long time. I know you've gone summers back there for many years, too.
Yeah, I was working on the cancer center there in Mannheim, close to Heidelberg. That is, actually, it's the University of Heidelberg at Mannheim, where I worked on cancer for the last 10, 12 years. In the summers, I mean, I was here. I was only on continuous time for half year, or actually 2 half years of sabbatical. And then in the summers, I go back and refresh my memories and my connections.
Yeah, and you're still at UC Berkeley. Do they allow you to have students still, or have they held off on
your... It's actually kind of restricted.
Yeah.
They tell the graduate students that I'm interesting, but if it's favorable, but risky, and they may not get a job if they work with me because I'm controversial.
Right. So that's still, I remember when they had first said that, I just found it stunning at a liberal institution like Berkeley, where they talk about the open-mindedness but yet very close-minded in the scientific realm if you go against consensus. And of course, that's an important distinction here because, science was about inquiry. It's about questioning. It's about finding the facts, revealing and interpreting data to make sense of it.
To document that to the world, we have in the middle of our campus now a new cafe. It's called the Free Speech Cafe. So if you have to say something that is not mainstream or controversial, you go to that cafe and they don't arrest you, don't penalize you.
So they let you into the Free Speech Cafe at least.
In the Free Speech Cafe, I can in. Yeah, I can get in.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember, that's Mario Savio, the old days, the free speech in the Vietnam days.
Yeah, wow. I'll have to go visit that and do a radio show that. From there even. Yeah.
Well, listen. But if you're not in that cafe, you're risking your career. I did 2 years. It was quite a few penalties if you not mainstream.
Fantastic. Well, listen, this is interesting. The last time we were on, we might have even been talking about, and this is some years ago, the book about you by Harvey Bialy, Oncogenes, Aneuploidy, and AIDS, A Scientific Life and Times of Peter Hufer. Have you heard from Harvey in a while?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he is no longer in Mexico. He's now back in Denver, back in the U.S.
Right.
And he's not too happy, I must say.
Yeah.
I must say he's not too happy. And I don't know what to do about it. I wish I had, could do something.
He doesn't have
a little job. I mean, he said he doesn't want one, but I think he does need one.
He's got a brilliant mind that just doesn't slow down. And, of course, with all the things he wrote about in that book, we covered it on the air with him as well. In fact, he was the one PhD that dropped an F-bomb while we were live on the air. And I thought, leave it to Harvey Bialy to let loose on that. So
That's part of his problem. He's sometimes too loose, unnecessarily, about things like that. And then people exclude him. A bit like Kerry Mullis also. They were both buddies in Berkeley in the free speech days in the 60s and 70s, when everybody was testing chemicals.
Yeah, well, Kerry Mullis, of course, developer of the polymerase chain reaction test, he got a Nobel Prize for it. And this PCR, of course, has led its way into many of the news reports I've covered over the years, not only with you, but on the claims of Ebola, on the claims of influenza, on the claims now of the HPV, and they're claiming that it causes cervical cancer, which brings us to the topic of today.
Exactly. It brings us to the heart of the topic. Why would you need the polymerase chain reaction, which is a technique, with all due respect, perfect technique, to find a needle in a haystack? And a needle in a haystack is, many scientists, including me, are sometimes looking for needles in a haystack. But if you want to find a cause of a fatal cancer, you better look at something that is not a needle in a haystack, but rather at something that is a haystack.
Yeah, that you can actually find rather easily. And
rather easily, because it does a lot.
Yes.
You know, to make a cell into a cancer cell is not a picnic. It's not done by a needle in a haystack. That's essentially the crux of the problem, or one of the cruxes of the problem.
Right.
The virus isn't doing anything, isn't it? It has a fragment, a fossil of its DNA picked up from an infection at young age, typically puberty, at 20 or so, and then the cancer comes 20 to 50 years later, and they say, now the virus does it. Why hasn't it been doing it?
Peter, let me ask you, because I think I referenced this way with you a number of times over the years, and I just want to hear if I'm on the right track here. Let's say they take some cells, they do these techniques, so they take cells from the cervix if there's cancer or abnormal cells, and then they run...
A pap screen, you mean, or something? Yeah, something like a pap screen?
Yeah, right, and then they run... With the sample, they run this polymerase chain reaction, which amplifies unknown genetic fragments, not tens of times, not hundreds of times, not thousands of times, not even hundreds of thousands of times, but millions and millions, perhaps even hundreds of millions of times. And then they say, after amplifying it to extraordinary orders of magnitude, that they think they may have found something. And in this case, they say, we may have found evidence that there's human papillomavirus here, but couldn't it also be a Buick? I mean, how specific is this?
If they do the test, the amplification test, right, it is correct that there would be some, I'm saying a fragment of the viral DNA.
Okay.
Not the whole virus. You don't see the whole virus with that technique. You only see a small piece of it, like a fossil. Like when you go to a cemetery and you find a bone, and you say, here's a bone, and I can be sure that this is the bone of Sherlock Holmes, or what have you. You know? But you don't find Sherlock Holmes, or you don't find a living virus that way.
Mm-hmm.
By that method, it is designed to select a certain sequence or specific sequence from a specific target. That's what you can find.
Peter, can those sequences, though, that they find be also existing in other life forms or other viral particles? Is there any way that they can say, no, it's definitively only from HPV?
If it's done right, it's only from HPV.
Okay.
But as you know, HPV is in 80% of us, boys and girls, Americans. In other words, of the 300 million Americans, 80%, that's like 240 million have, it's more than that even, it's, yeah, no, 240 million have this virus in their blood somewhere or another.
So it's almost ubiquitous then to say, again, at that fragment that we can claim that indeed it's the causative agent 20, as you said, 20 to 50 years later. And of course, Merck and GSK have profited handsomely thus far in convincing the world that indeed there is a direct link to promote these vaccines that may cover 4, 5, or 6 strains of HPV that we won't know till 20, 30, 40, or 50 years later that it had nothing to do with it.
That is exactly right. And whatever, there's one important thing that they leave out. There is a small percentage of people and cervical cancers that look exactly the same way, appear at the same age, in the same females of America, that have no trace of HPV at all. They have never been infected in their lifetimes, and they don't have it in their cancer. And the cancer is more or less the same type of cancer, showing up at the same age with the same symptoms as any other cervical cancer.
So we come to a conclusion here. By the way, with Professor Peter Duesberg on the line here today, I want to acknowledge his great work, and I want to thank our good friend Norma Erickson from SaneVax, SaneVax.org. We've linked up the article about the new paper. In fact, we've also republished it here at robertscottbell.com. I encourage you all to read it. It's quite fascinating, and it basically definitively, I think, and we'll talk more about this with Peter, basically removes this HPV from definitive causation to cervical cancer. And we can look at the numbers and say, okay, if we would say that HPV causes cancer, cervical cancer, we would have to say it does so in 10,000 women, in one of those women that have it, it might be related. And of course, if that's the case, then how is it the cause except in 9,999 times out of 10,000 it isn't? With that, Peter, hold on here. We're going to take a quick break. Honored to have Peter back on. You can see the links to Duesberg's website as well and read more about his fascinating history and his current work. So stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show right after this. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going
once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this is quite a Healing Revolution Friday here with Professor Peter Duesberg from UC Berkeley, and enjoying immensely every time he's with us. Such a lighthearted soul, despite a lot of the attacks and barbs thrown his way over the years because of what he stands for from a scientific perspective is here's what we find, this is what I report, and no, I'm not going to change my report just because it's not popular. And that relates, okay, back to the issue of HIV causation of AIDS, but right now we're talking HPV causation of cervical cancer. Now, you recently connected with Norma Erickson of SaneVax. How did you guys connect?
That was almost by chance. You may know a friend of mine who supports my research as a philanthropist from San Francisco, Bob Lepo's name.
Yes.
He had a connection with Jerry Brown, our governor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wants to present him with the evidence from our paper, which he supported, that this paper may have serious health consequences or implications, namely that the vaccine is not only for nothing, is not useful against the cervical cancer, but also because of its very high rate of serious adverse events, as mm-hmm. they call it, including by now 216 girls who died from the vaccine. 216, that's a pretty high number.
Yes.
For that reason, we should alert the governor cautioning Californians at least to take that vaccine until there's proof that it A, can prevent the cancer, mm-hmm. and B, that it's safe, rather right. than having a huge number, like 2 to 3% of the infections lead to serious adverse events, including death, autoimmune disease, neurological disorders, faintness and fainting.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, we covered, Peter, we covered on the air here that largely the Democratic-controlled state of California and Governor Brown were very anxious to get this law put into place to make the HPV shot available or even somewhat mandated for girls and adolescents. And how did he respond, or is that too early to tell how he's responded to the publication of this paper?
It's too early because he's just preparing it now. And
okay.
It was in the process in preparing, writing up for him a sort of a case, much like the Erickson paper is now.
Yes.
And it was in that process, like just a month ago, less than a month ago, I found out about the whole scandal, or let's say controversy about that vaccine, and particularly about the name of Sandbach and Norma Erickson,
mm-hmm.
and several other names as well. So I didn't know any of them until now. But she was very enthusiastic. I asked her a couple of questions, would she help? And she said, she understood it. Spent the whole weekend reading it and said, I have to write something, or we have to write something about it. And I said, I'm on your side. Of course.
Beautiful.
That's how that
beautiful.
Happened. Yeah.
And so you at this point, again, it's recent connection with Norma, but you had already been engaged, do I understand this correctly, in an analysis in a cancer lab in Hawaii to study this issue, the connection, the link, or the not link there. Is that correct?
Yeah, there and at home here, too, in Berkeley. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the summer, too, I had even there the benefit of Max Fisbeck. He came along. He wanted to come along and work in a laboratory.
Your son,
he
Max, yes.
Some, but yeah. And, of course, there were other people there, too, the director included. They were very helpful. They said, you can do anything you want, and as long as you'll be around and can talk and give seminars to each other and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Very free atmosphere.
So in this way, you were able to, make analysis of previously published materials on the subject matter, or were you able to work
more specific than that, I analyzed 9 cervical carcinomas that are available in culture. You know, they've been taken out
right.
and kept going in culture.
Yep.
For the virus, for the presence of the virus, and most importantly, for a theory that we are testing that you may know about in cancer, that cancer actually is a form of a new species. It has its own new karyotype. Chromosome set is different in cancer than in normal cells.
This brings up the concept of aneuploidy.
Exactly. It is aneuploidy is the word, but what it is actually, aneuploidy is essentially a negative. It mm-hmm. means it's not as we are.
Right.
But if a new species evolves from us, like cancer, every species has its own karyotype. For the cancer, it's not at all aneuploid. That's the karyotype that makes it an autonomous new species, a single-cell species, much like bacteria.
Okay, stand by
and
with
so
that.
So we tested that prediction in the 9 carcinomas that we analyzed. In every one, we found exactly as predicted by the COE, an individual new clonal karyotype.
Okay, hold that thought, Professor Duesberg. We got to take a quick break. This is only getting more interesting as we go. Stick around.
Yes.
HPV, is it linked to cervical cancer? Not as a causative agent. We'll reveal even more when we come back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we continue our discussion with Professor Peter Duesberg from UC Berkeley, and enjoying every moment we get to talk with him about this, not only because I'm an egghead a little bit up one, but also because of the information that he's revealing here is very empowering, especially to women who are concerned about the HPV issue and cervical cancer later. And look, it's a legitimate concern. We don't argue that. But are we being led by the medical authorities, the pharmaceutically conflicted medical authorities, down the wrong path in terms of prevention causation understanding, and even treatment. And that's what Professor Duesberg is helping us to understand, as he's done a major a study that has just been published. We've also got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to SaneVax. Norma Erickson helped to get this out as well, and the original study as it was published in the literature. We were just understanding a little bit about the chromosomal description of identifying these things to say, no, it really isn't caused by the human papillomavirus, but there are chromosomal abnormalities that may be due to other causes that are real and measurable, but not the virus. Can you revisit that for us, Peter?
Exactly, yeah. So what we asked is, we started asking is, if it is caused by the virus, the first prediction would be, we would find the virus or viral proteins causing it in every single cervical cancer. And we looked at that, and that is not the case. It is in many, like in 70 or 80% of the cervical cancers, you can find traces of, and that's very different. Not the whole virus, not an active virus. Fossils, pieces of DNA from infections long prior to the cancer appeared. Typically, cancers around 30 or 40 or 50, viruses appear when you're at puberty, when you're young and get first infected, neutralize it by antibody, and then in your system, you will find for the rest of your life fragments of viral DNA. So that's what we found, but only in about 70% or 80% of the carcinomas. And guess what? 70 to 80% of all females and males in this country have this virus. So we have a correlation with the virus with the cancer, when the cancer is there, but when the cancer is not there, it's the same cancer without the virus. So that was not a great support for the virus. And the second part for the virus was no activity. The virus doesn't replicate, doesn't make DNA, and doesn't make proteins. That's the most important part for a vaccine. A vaccine can only work against if a virus were the cause of the cancer, if the virus makes proteins. The vaccine, it recognizes foreign proteins. A virus is foreign. That is what the vaccine can do. It helps against polio and measles and mumps. All of your known.
Well, it stimulates the production of antibodies through an artificial mechanism, and that's the whole basis for it. But here, as they promote the HPV vaccine, based on the fact that they want to, or they're claiming that, oh, if we can activate your antibodies or alert the immune system to the presence of potentially, we'll attack it, neutralize it, it won't cause you a problem. But it appears that in these 70 to 80% of the cases, they were already neutralized and they were not factors in the production of this cancer.
That is exactly right. And the second, it's very critical point is, in the tumor cells, in none of the tumor cells do you find any virus, protein. No proteins are made. Even if the immune system were at the highest alarm possible against the viral protein, it couldn't do anything against the cancer that doesn't contain these proteins.
And
it would be impossible for the immune system to see these cancer cells as virus caused, if the virus were the cause, because there is no viral protein in them.
None at all.
Nothing.
Peter, is it fair to say that, you know, earlier in your career, part of your research was going into the viral causes of cancer? Weren't they looking for causes of cancer when somebody stumbled on the retrovirus scenario, and then it all blew up into the AIDS scenario and that whole thing? So it's not like you just started this research to make a link, to find a link that seemingly wasn't there.
That is indeed my life. Yeah, that's what I've done ever since I'm in America. We were following up the then very promising theory that viruses are the cause of cancer. And that is one of the reasons why, or a major reason why it failed. You can't find in human cancers viruses or viral proteins against which the immune system could work. That's why they are never immunogenic, as we call it.
Right.
The cancers are made out of your own proteins, not from a virus, and the immune system doesn't help you against your colon and breast and lung and cervix and any other cancer because it is not, doesn't contain viral proteins.
Right. Now, we've also talked about, when we've discussed before the aneuploidy and the book and everything else, that there were toxicological causes of chromosomal abnormalities and damage. You know, this goes to epigenetics, environment, the environment impact on gene expression, that if, you know, and when you were the controversy over the whole AIDS thing, when you said, hey, drugs are a big cause of this immune deficiency scenario. Could be street drugs, but could also be antibiotic drugs and pharmaceutical drugs. And that was, of course, something that the establishment couldn't withstand or couldn't stand you saying, and they had to attack you for it. So you're not changing that perspective. You're only elaborating specific to the cervical cancer that the same mechanisms are in play.
Yeah, more or less exactly the same, yes. See, it's again with AIDS where we struggle that, or with viral cancers. The trouble is whenever you look at AIDS patients, you don't find any viral proteins in their cells or in the presumably cancers that AIDS is associated with either, which even includes cervical cancer. They say that is also HIV caused, whatever it is, competing with another virus. But even more so in any of the tumors that you can produce in animals. When they get a tumor from a virus, the tumor appears much after the infection, and the virus is long neutralized. It's not an immunogenic tumor. That's why the tumor comes up.
Right. So when we talk about carcinogenicity, some are acknowledged of the many thousands and thousands of synthetic chemical components that have been added to our environment, food, water, air, etc. And it's known that those things do cause cancer, but no one has yet said, this virus, until they started with the PR campaign of the human papillomavirus, that they said, it's definitely the cause. But they never proved it was the cause.
Not at all. I mean, it's very difficult to prove a non-cause a cause.
Yeah, but it's good when they have 20 to 50 years to kind of profit in the meantime.
That helps to spend that time to do further studies, as we call it.
Yeah.
Karen Malley says, the Institute of Further Studies. They push the same old theory and say, we have to do more work on it.
Send us money. Send us more money.
And instead of finding the right one. And that brings me to actually the major result of our studies on the cervical cancers. Our theory is, and it's not even a new one, it has been proposed even 100 years ago in a way, that it's not mutations or viruses that cause cancer, but a whole new rearrangement of your karyotype, of your chromosomes. You're no longer the 46-chromosome human being. Now you have 70 chromosomes in your typical cancer. 70 instead of 46. That's a huge change in thousands of proteins and in thousands of genes. That cell is so different from you like a grasshopper would be from my mother or me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a completely different species.
Mm-hmm.
It expresses thousands of proteins higher and thousands lower than in normal cells. It is just totally out of control and out of regulation. The body, that is what makes it the cancer cell, not one or two latent viral proteins that you cannot even find.
Right. But we ask the question, Peter, how do these things manifest? And then we begin to identify real or genuine causes. We go back and acknowledge some of the great scientists of history, Claude Bernard, Antoine Béchamp, who talked about this, who were also shunned in their day because the profit center went to the concept of germs, eventually viruses, as as causation.
Yeah. Well, and not to forget George Papanicolaou, who is very closely linked to the cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. What did he discover? What did he show in 1952 when he invented essentially the pap smear? He said, look at these cells under the microscope. They have almost twice as much DNA, meaning twice as many chromosomes as a normal cell. That's critical. Now we have to do something. That was his observation. That is essentially what we are following up and showed corresponds to a new clonal karyotype for each cervical cancer. Everyone is different. That's what Papanicolaou already said. There are classes where the DNA is much content is much different from normal, and then the cancer is typically very malignant. And if it's slightly different, it's more controllable with better prognosis of cancer.
Peter, has anybody else followed up on that work since that time besides you? Are you able to share this and people understand what you're saying, or is this still now another...
It's odd. I mean, see, I'm referring to papers that have been done in the 60s, 70s, after Papanicolaou, and have actually shown that these chromosomes are abnormal in every cervical cancer.
Okay.
But nobody had a good theory about it, so it was essentially left alone in favor of this now popular mutation theory of cancer. And viruses, mutation and viruses, those are the two things we are all chasing now. And Zuhausen is one of that generation oh, there's another virus, let's chase that. They had actually before heard this virus and said that was the cause of cervical cancer. And then the consensus moved to the papilloma virus.
Right.
So they tried that virus, and when there is no virus, guess what is the cause then? Poorly defined mutations that we still have to study.
But
they never considered, really never, you can see it in that paper, not in the last 15, 20 years, the chromosomes, the karyotypes, they didn't touch them. Strange enough, they didn't look at it.
Well,
we caught them by surprise.
Yes. So, but if they did, Peter, if they looked at those chromosomes, then they would have to ask questions, what's causing the corruption of those chromosomes? And then they would have to start looking at these multi-billion dollar industries that are polluting all of us. And, of course, that's not good for politics or business.
That is, but actually even that has been done in the 70s and 80s by the CDC and here by Walter Winkelstein in Berkeley. They have shown that cigarette smoking is a major factor. It doubles the incidence of cervical cancer when you are a smoker. For 10 years, you have twice or three times more cervical cancer, including, of course, colon and lung cancer. But cervical cancer, when they check specifically, is responding to smoking. Mm-hmm. And probably other carcinogens as well.
But who is liable when it's a virus? It's not a Democrat virus. It's not a Republican virus.
Virus is God.
Right.
That's God.
Exactly.
You have to attack God. That's
Peter,
God.
So we're all going to rush out and get HPV shots now, right?
They offered it even our doctor, I should say that. I don't want to give him a name, but to Max Gisbeck, he said, you're 18 years old. You can decide for yourself.
No,
you better take an HPV shot.
Peter, we have run out of time, and my goodness, my friend, I don't want to make it so long between your next visit. We've got to stay up on top of this, especially when you get back from what you hear from Governor Brown, okay?
Okay, Robert.
Stick around. I'm going to talk to you on the break in just a moment, but Peter Duesberg is with us. Links up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Extremely grateful for all the good works that he does. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What an incredible show today. Heading into the weekend, of course, we'll be at Vicasa Expo in Orlando. But next week, very special sneak preview in Mount Dora, Florida, Saturday the 31st. There's the Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo, and my good friend in studio now to talk about it, Sinead Wallace.
Hi, guys.
It's great to have you on board, Sinead, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Mount Dora at the Expo. Your husband, of course, Lincoln, world champion karate guy.
Yes.
We've interviewed before, and you guys are doing some great fitness. And Mount Dora is known for arts and crafts. Now it's going to be known for health and fitness.
Yes, and that's exactly our goal is. So, you know, 2 years ago, we decided to do this event in Mount Dora because we realized the population is seniors, but there's a lot of young people too. And we started training senior people, and we realized how much they really, really in need of our help. And we started training people around 70 years old, 80 years old. People came and brought their mothers, and it really, really influenced us to, you know what, seniors don't know that they need to get
Move, exactly, fitness, right?
And it's not like come here and give me 20 push-ups, you know. So it, and then our last client is she's like so awesome, and you can get her videos on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
92 years old guy now.
92.
Yes.
Wow.
She's awesome, yeah. Super person. So she was a 91 when she started with us, and she came with a cane and bent over, just barely walking, and she's been with us about a year and a half. She always buys like 6 months. Long session.
Right, yes.
So, and we were able to see the changes in her, and she was able to, she was so happy she was able to open the prescription bottles and how her life has changed, and she became stronger. And it really, really clicked in my mind. I said, you know what? She did not know, if she had not met with us, that she would not have been so happy now.
Right.
So we decided that, you know what, we have to let people know that every age, it's never too late or too old. Every age you can live better.
Well, Cindy, life is movement. Without movement, there is no life, and I know that. And, you know, I always encourage people to eat better and all of that, but if they don't move, all of the best food in the world is not going to be enough.
That is exactly true. I mean, we need to build strength and flexibility. So that's how we decided to, you know, get the word out. But it's not about Wallace Fitness, Lincoln and I.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good community of resources, the doctors and other fitness places, therapists, and a lot of health-related and fitness-related businesses. And I wanted to bring everybody together and tell the city of Montura and the surrounding area that, hey, we're here, we can help you and celebrate healthy living at all ages.
So there'll be a lot of demonstrations. There'll be a lot of booths. I'll be there talking to folks, answering questions. I'll have my books there as well. I might even give away a book for, you know, a raffle or something.
That will be really awesome.
Yeah, we're going to unlock the power to heal
together. I started reading it already. That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Now, Lincoln, of course, world champion from Canada, originally from Jamaica, a wonderful man, just such a sweet man, and is so big and intimidating, but such a nice man, too. And I'm sure he'll be there, but he's helping people out as well with the fitness thing. Is this something that, again, this is the second year, right?
This is the second annual. So last year, it was the first annual. We had about 2,000 people visiting it. It was really lovely.
Yeah.
Little chilly, but it was really, really nice. And this year, it seems like weather is going to be nicer.
Mm-hmm.
We are expecting, I mean, it's all over the place. We're expecting a lot of people. Hopefully they will take advantage. We're going to have live music, Robert.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to be jamming.
Yeah, and free. Yeah, free.
I want reggae. Tell Lincoln I want reggae.
All right. We'll make sure it's there. And every 30 minutes, we're going to do raffle prizes. There's going to be kid activities, a lot of demonstrations from yoga to Zumba to weight loss tips to a hair show.
Yeah.
It's just,
and it's an outdoor event, yes?
It is an outdoor event. Portion of it is indoor, portion of it is outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like kind of a festival and everybody to celebrate and meet and, you know. So excited about it.
Yeah, well, check it out, wallacefitness.com. It's linked up in the show notes here at robertscottbell.com. Great place, Central Florida, in the winter to be outdoors if you can. Get some vitamin D and all the things that happen when you move and groove and get together with good folks. So looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity to get our message out.
Yes, Cindy, I appreciate you so much. Such a sweet, sweet woman and helping out a lot of people. And I hope that you all attend. Remember, tomorrow, Vicasa Expo in Orlando. Next week, we've got the Health and Fitness Expo in Mount Dora, second annual. That's the 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Donnelly Park. Again, if you have any questions about it, go to wallacefitness.com. There are even going to be kids' activities, so the kids will be there as well.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thanks, guys, for listening.
You got it. And thanks as well to Dr. Frank King for being on board today. Thanks as well to Dr. Professor Peter Duesberg. Stunning things that we were able to cover on the show today. And, of course, thanks to Super Don and all of you. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why do we do it? Because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.